This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado water regulators could vote to crack down on so-called forever chemicals for the first time. As CPR Sam Brash reports, recent tests have found the toxins in water across the state.
The chemicals known as PFAS are common in everything from firefighting foam to nonstick pans. A growing body of research shows that exposure can increase risk of liver damage and cancer, but the federal government hasn't set limits for the chemicals. State water regulators should decide today whether the state should do that on its own. Environmental groups support the rules as a first step, but the city of Denver has objected, saying the proposed rules could invite litigation and slow down highway projects. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis on Monday signed a new bill into law to make it easier for transgender minors to change their gender designation on their birth certificates. One of the bill's sponsors, State Senator Dominic Moreno, says it makes the process of changing a gender designation less burdensome.
The process of changing your identity documents to reflect your true gender identity was not an easy process. It was actually very invasive.
The new law makes some changes to a law passed last year. In Colorado's first month of legalized sports betting in May, wages totaled more than $25 million, which will mean more than $96,000 in tax revenue coming to the state. That's even while casinos were closed for the pandemic. Denver and Colorado Springs have slightly cooler temperatures today. It's staying hot in western Colorado with fire danger around Grand Junction. This is CPR News.